All right, ladies and gents, welcome to MD Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thanks to everybody that's been supporting season one all the way to season eight. And by the time you guys hear this, this will be season eight, episode 11. Now, I'm excited to have this next guest on the show. Because first of all, personally, I think he's been a good friend to me because I know when I was going through my hard times for this year and my low moments, he was definitely checking up on me, and his encouragement meant a lot. I needed that from homies from back home, because moving from Oxnard, sometimes I get kind of homesick and I miss my peeps back home. And second of all, I'm so proud of his growth as an artist, his growth as a videographer. His stage presence is improving because we got a chance to do 805 Barbarians last night. I feel like I love the fact that he performed the song Poor. That was one of my favorite songs of this last project. And the way Mark inspires me is because he can balance emceeing, artist, engineer, producing, videographer all in the same time. Like, I don't know how he does it, but he does it well. And we're here to talk about his new album, Hustle from Hades. And without no further ado, man, we got MF Mark Ford, MF Beats.
Hey, what up?
You still go by MF Beats sometimes?
Totally killed it, man. I'm even thinking about like rebranding the name again, just to switch it up, do something different.
Rebranding Mark Ford?
I don't know if I'm gonna go by Mark Ford. It might be something else.
Yeah.
Because technically, like, I try and go by Mark 40 now, because it's just kind of weird when motherfuckers is calling you by your government all the time, and then you're like online, and then, you know what I'm saying, like. I'm more of a low-key person.
Yeah, you are.
And so I think I should probably flip that. But who knows? I might just let it rock, you know?
I like both names, too. I met Marcus MF Beats, and I was there from, like...
From the start.
I saw the vision early with Mark. Like, he was always multitasking from the moment I met him. Let's talk about what's recent. How is it like working with Blue and Razzcast for this new video you guys dropped? How was that process like, directing them and editing them?
I met Blue through Med before, so it was chill. Just said what's up to him. Razzcast, you know, like I had a song with him before, so it's just people are people. I mean, it's dope because like they've done like legendary shit, but at the end of the day, people are people.
No doubt. What do you find yourself enjoying more these days? Writing songs, recording, or editing videos?
Probably getting the deposit for videos. You know what I'm saying?
Get that taken care of.
Yeah,
first, huh?
Yeah, man. When the money comes in, it's always a good feeling, bro. Like when I was dropping vinyls like consistently for a while, it was dope. But the money was like kind of slower paced. With the videos, it's just consistent. I got a lot of different things going on with different contracts right now. So everything's looking good, brother. But for me, like the music is always there. That's something I'm always going to do, regardless of how I go about it. Like, the music's always going to be there.
I love it. Let's talk about the new album, Hustle from Hades. Where did you get inspired to get to title that?
Shit, man. It's like... Last year was a rough year for me. My computer crashed, camera crashed. My other computer, like, took a shit on me, and I just had to rebuild, you know? So it was a process. So felt like I was in hell last year. So this is the outcome of it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be too preachy on the project either, so that's why it ain't been released yet. Like, I had that problem where I keep rearranging songs, and then I'm all like, I don't know, just don't go there playing Tetris with the shit, you know?
What would be your top three joints that you think that really people really got to tune into?
We can't do that. If we're talking about the new project, they just gonna have to wait and see.
You have to see it and just stream it, right?
Yeah, I don't even know, man. Like, everything that I want on the project is dope. Like, there's a couple joints on there that, like, I've heard. This is why I kind of hate mixing and doing my own shit, is because I'll hear shit so much that it kills it for me. Like, I want to hear it a little bit, but I don't want to hear it all the time. But I've heard these songs consistently, and I think they're dope. You know what I'm saying?
What is the day like in the life of Mark Ford? How do you start your day?
Let me see. I'll wake up anywhere. It depends, because, you know, like, I kind of work for myself.
Yeah.
So it depends, like, if I'm... busy that day, or if, like, you know, I'm just going about my day. Because sometimes I'm up at like 5, other times I'll sleep to like 7.
Yeah.
And then from there, get up, stretch, I'll drink a coffee, eat an orange,
get the day started,
probably go to the gym.
Yeah.
Gym for like 2 hours, come home, and then I'll get to whatever I'm getting to, whether it's writing, whether it's editing, whether it's I got to shoot that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep it at pace, man. You just got to kind of take breaks too. You know, before, I didn't really take breaks. I would just kind of like manhandle through shit. But breaks are really necessary, man. With music especially, just stepping away from it and just maybe even stop doing it. Like, if you just feel like you're not getting anywhere, do as much as you can, record it, and then come back to it. And then you'll have a new take on it, you know? Or you won't, and you just do something new.
Do you find yourself writing rhymes in the morning, nighttime, or nocturnal hours? When do you find yourself writing?
Well, like I said, because I work for myself.
Just whenever.
Whenever. Before, it used to be at nighttime. And then I would love to record what I wrote in the nighttime in the morning. Like, for me, I always have to record it like a voice memo or just a video of me spitting the shit, because I'll lose the cadence, like, fast. Like, be like, damn, how did this go? And then it just can't come out right, and I'll have to rewrite some shit. So I always like to write like one day, and then the next day I'll record it. But sometimes I'll be just inspired, just off rip, like, let me record this, you know.
Living in Ventura, how does it affect your mood? How does it affect your creativity? Does it influence you in any way living in this part of town?
Yeah, man, it's hella peaceful. I'm gonna be real. Actually, it's crazy because there is crazy shit. When we first moved over here, we used to live over there off of Montalvo in Ventura. And then we came over here, and it was the first night. Me and my girl were celebrating. We're like, yeah, we in a bigger spot. You know, we're up in bed watching Netflix, yeah, and chilling. And then we heard a car drive up. And it's like, and it literally sounded like right outside. And it was like automatic flower, like, bah, 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 bah.
No way.
Yep. And then just fucking sped off. And then we're like, fuck, what do we move into? And then later that night, like around 2, another car pulled up. But ever since then, I don't want to jinx it, but nothing's really happened. But then, I guess yesterday when I was out in L.A., I guess that there was a fight right over here or some shit.
No way.
Yeah, like right in front in the street right there.
Some folks just getting drunk, getting busy.
I'm sure that's probably what it was. I don't really know, but, you know, I missed that one. I would like to see.
How'd you feel about yesterday's session?
It was cool, man. Just Mike inviting me out. Like, I haven't really been like doing a lot of events or mm-hmm. like interviews and shit like that, because I'm building up towards this project.
No doubt.
So I just been focused on that and, like, you know, the whole video work and everything. But yeah, man, I can't really talk much about that shit. But yeah, like, I'm just trying to focus on getting that shit done.
What's been inspiring you lately? Who you listening to, man? Who you feeling out here?
It's hard to, like, listen to people when you're when you're actually, like, in the process of writing, because you don't want to be inspired and say you're biting somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I kind of just listen to the same people I always listen to. You know what I did? Well, I can't give this story until after the project's out, because I don't want to tell you. I'll tell you off the podcast, but I don't really want to say that, but... just a funny story. I discovered somebody, though. He's really dope. Sayari the Kid.
Where's he from?
I think he's from New York and then moved to Atlanta.
Dope.
So he got both styles. He's really dope.
Dope, dope. Production-wise, who are you feeling lately? What you think of these last 4 Nas albums with Hit-Boy?
They're cool. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Nas has definitely found his lane just off consistent stuff. So yeah, I think that shit is dope, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what they doing is legendary. Why? I've heard different people say different things.
I like the Magic album. I think the Magic album was the best out of the 4. and KD3. I like the last King's disease. Yeah. Let's talk about who you think is coming up in the Ox next in 805. Who you think's next? Who you think got the buzz out here bubbling?
There's a lot of like little kids that are coming up that are like dope. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like Leo the Fool.
Okay.
He got like a little buzz. And then
Slum Boys.
Yeah, Slum Boys definitely, but they've already been out. Like Biggie's been out, but it's like that's who I really see. Enzyme just dropped his project.
Yep.
Which is dope. It's like I'm not trying to leave people out, but like there's just a bunch of kids that I see like bubbling up, but I don't know who's gonna stick with it.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the key to longevity, Mark? What can make hip-hop artists keep doing this in their mid-50s, like we see LL and Snoop?
Well, you can keep doing it. It's just the heart's going to be in there, or I don't know, man. I don't know what people are doing it for. Like, a lot of people nowadays, I feel like they just doing it to, like, get a bag, become famous, hit a lick. It's like, if it's not just something that you want to do, you probably shouldn't do it. Even if you take a break from it, just don't do it. Because, I mean, that's the way I feel. Because I think people would look at it different. I think people's relationship towards each other, you would be able to see that different. And you would just be able to appreciate the moment as opposed to, like, looking at shit, like, with an end goal. I mean, you should look at shit with an end goal, obviously. But, like, that being the main focus, you know. Like, live in the moment, what you're doing. Realize how many people that you're at a show with right now might be dead or not doing this shit no more. And you might really in the subconsciously like some shit that they're doing, just like not, you just may not show it, but then like later you're all like, damn, I remember this guy. This motherfucker was dope. What's he doing? Damn, this motherfucker dead. Damn, this motherfucker quit because of life. Damn, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
For sure. A lot of things in life will happen to knock you off your ass. And, do you think emceeing is a mental game, and do you think it's part spiritual too? To be a songwriter, how much do we depend on our spirit and our mental to keep this going? You know, like, how do we get rid of writer's block? How do we keep the songs?
Writer's block is cap, bro. There's no such thing as writer's block because you write until it's dope. People just don't want to do the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really have some shit. Like, you don't necessarily have to write songs that are even about you. Like, Poke Dog had told me some real shit. He said, you should, like, write raps ghostwriting for people to come from different perspectives, different styles. And, like, when I started messing around with, like, different type of rap, because when I first started, like, years ago, I was, like, kind of just boom bap, and then, like, opened my mind to different shit. And it's, like, I listen to everything now, though, so you try and... When you try and pin as other people, it makes you a lot more free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, like, all the shit that you get from me is about me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, raps that have never come out type shit.
As far as, like, getting better with video editing, what do you think's the key that you keep, like, getting better at it? Like, every video I see is, like, this shit is getting, like, more, like...
That's, like, the writer's block thing. You just gotta do work, man.
Just gotta keep editing.
To be honest, I feel like I could be farther in, like, After Effects and shit like that. But, it's the process of actually just installing, because I got a new computer, right? So, I'm planning to put Adobe Premiere on that and the whole Adobe suite. So, After Effects is a program, by the way, just in case people don't know. But... when I start getting more fluent in that, I feel like a lot of shit's really gonna open up. But like I said, I got a lot of shit popping off right now. I'm kind of just holding back until this is ready, because I got some videos already that are dope that are about to drop.
Nice.
And it's just gonna be tight.
Nice. Where do you see yourself in like 5 years, Mark? Where do you see yourself in your mid-40s? Like, how do you...
It won't be mid. Hey, stop that shit. But yeah, nah, it's gonna be right around there. 5 years, shit. I don't know, man. Just doing something. You know what I'm saying? Working. Just being consistent, you know?
Working, right? Branding and marketing. how do we stand out these days with everybody, with there's so many artists, like, how do we stand out in all this, you know? How do we develop our own unique cult following?
You really just gotta find the right platform to do you. That's it. Mm-hmm. And consistency, just being dope. And if you're consistent and being dope and you're on the right platform, you're gonna gain that cult people that really fuck with you. If it's just like whatever, then it's time to get better. You know what I'm saying? But it's really just the right platform.
Yeah.
Being consistent. And now it's like, people can say what they want. It's like TikTok. You gotta have a TikTok presence or try and be consistent on there, but do it in a way that makes sense on there, because it's a different platform than like other shit, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's the future. A lot of people aren't even into music videos like that anymore. They're into like just reels. So it is what it is. It's a different age. But if you stay stuck on old shit, you're gonna get lost in that sauce. So.
Exactly. Let me ask you this, man. What is it about 805 County that breeds creativity and great artists?
It's something in the water, bro. I don't know. It's like, when I think about it, like different areas I've been to, you realize how dope everybody is, but people are dope that don't even put out shit. And I think it's because we're like a melting pot of just like Los Angeles and like everything north of here, you know what I'm saying? Like, people kind of take in all that shit, so motherfuckers is just dope, you know? Motherfuckers is living okay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not the best, but like, after being different places outside of 805 as far as weather-wise and shit, you realize it is kind of cool over here.
Yeah, it is. We do have some great weather. Like now, today's perfect, you know?
Yeah. Like, you might have some gang shit popping off in the street, but I mean, you can go to the beach tomorrow type shit, you know?
Exactly. What's your thoughts, man, on hip-hop turning 50? Like, we've seen where it can go, like, these last 50 years. What do you think is the next 50 years like for this culture?
I don't know. You really got, like, pioneers that are dying off, so...
Yeah, man.
It doesn't really... It's gonna go where it's gonna go. That's one thing that I know about life. UFC and boxing, you just never really know. Because you'll think something's one way, and then it'll be the total opposite. Whether nigga gets knocked out, as the judges are fucking stupid, or motherfuckers just don't show up. So I don't know, bro, to be honest with you. It could go anywhere.
I think lyricism is coming back.
I feel like I feel like it's came back so much, but I don't know how mainstream it is, because mainstream platforms would be like influencers now. They wouldn't be like TV channels or radios, you know what I'm saying? So I'm tuned into what I'm tuned into, but I know that's not what everybody else is tuned into. I don't know what the majority of the people are tuned into. So you don't know where it's going to go just because of that. That's the way I feel.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Like, who are the main people that are influencing culture, or that culture is feeling like that, to move to the direction that they want hip-hop to do? I feel like it's already... Like, people are, from the shit that I'm hearing, a lot of raw shit, or what I would have considered raw shit, it's getting so played out, bro. Like, to me, like, that shit's, like, it's corny. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, I fuck with, like, older shit that came out, but it's, like, I'm tired of that sound. You know what I mean?
That raw shit.
So, not necessarily all of it. Because, like, if something's dope, but it don't hit the same, because I feel like it's being oversaturated. Mm. So that's kind of what's taking along with this project, too. I don't know which direction I want to go, if it's just going to be some extra raw shit, because I could black out on some raw shit. But
no doubt,
it could be some, like, brighter, warmer shit, some more modern shit. I don't know. I don't know how I want to take it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming up with music, so that's all I could really say.
That's awesome. I know we were talking about this at the lab yesterday. We were talking about AI and how it will affect us. And yeah, I did think about
shit,
this.
Shit's gonna be crazy. I don't even wanna say this on the air, because this is game and it's gonna give somebody an idea, but fuck it. You could actually use AI to like do so much now. You could use it to make music. You could use it to edit videos. You could type it in on the Premiere platform. And Adobe has their own like AI chat or whatever. So you could type it in to do certain things for you. You could type it in to create like characters like with Unreal Engine. So you could do whole videos like that. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like people are looking at it like you need to get on that wave because that's just going to be as simple as doing a Snapchat filter pretty soon. But if you don't know it, I don't know if it's going to be that easy to the public. I don't know if it's only some people right now, but it's available to everybody, bro.
Yeah, and the major corporations knew something was up because it totally makes sense to me. Like these last couple years, I hear all kinds of news, like people are selling off their masters and people are selling off their publishing for like, they're cashing out for like 300 mil. And
that could be a coincidence though. We don't know. I feel like with Lil Wayne, he did that.
Dre.
I mean, Dre went through that big ass divorce. You know, all his money ain't liquid.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
It's like, think about how big a property is, motherfucker. Motherfuckers got acres and estates and shit. And then they have other investments. So they have to liquidate all that shit. Maybe they want to keep it. Maybe they sell it. They can't sell that shit right away. Don't want to take a huge ass loss. They got to, you know what I'm saying? Just liquidate everything and get their money out of it. I know he didn't want to do that. But you got to think, shit ain't going to be worth it forever. And shit's probably coming down too, yeah. Bro, to be real with you. But who knows? I don't know the numbers like that.
Because I was thinking, like, maybe everybody's cashing out because they know the streams are not going to make anything no more pretty soon. They kind of know that AI was coming, and they probably warned the big artists, like, yo, the music industry's going to crash.
That could cash very
out,
well be.
Cash out now, you know?
That could very well be, but at the same time, who knows? It could have just been coincidence.
You know what? Could be right.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That is funny if they knew. Because it is a game changer, man. Like, I feel like music is dead. Anybody can do it. Anybody could do it. You don't have to have talent one bit.
It's crazy.
What I mean by that, let's say you come from a rich family.
Yeah.
I mean, you could already do this, but you have no talent whatsoever. And let's say you're a DJ that spins records and does performances, but you're popular image-wise. Like, you need no talent. But now you could be a producer, songwriter, musician, but AI is doing everything for you.
Exactly.
And if it's the right type of bop, shit is gonna go, especially if you have money behind the investment.
Wow, dude, that's gonna fuck up the game.
Nah, because the real always stand out, or whatever is meant to stand out is gonna stand out.
You're right too about that.
But the thing is that it's just a different game. You don't necessarily have to have talent now. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of crazy. So the next kids of entitlement that are maybe just smart but have no musical talent.
Yeah.
They're looking for a quick scheme. They're the motherfuckers that'll be up probably.
Yeah, for reals, right?
Yeah.
United States of America, man. I know last time we spoke when we did the podcast last summer, we were talking about the state of the country and things are still going on. We still got some, it seems like we have mass terrorism once a week. How does this affect your influence you as an artist or what you write about? Or does it affect your mood when you make music, when you hear these news?
I don't know, man. Like, I've been trying to incorporate more shit. I just feel like when you get too preachy, in a way, it's corny. At least for me to be able to do it. Like, I don't want it to sound corny. Mm. So when I figure out, like, it's the cool way of saying shit, then I'll put it in the music. But as of right now, all this shit that's popping off.
Yeah.
This kind of motivates me to talk about it. Not you saying, I never even thought of putting it in my music. I've been kind of just focused on the vibes that I've been focusing on.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to just expand my mind more. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Are you good at tuning? How much news can you take? Do you like the news or do you block off? Like, how much news can
I'm
you take?
I'm starting to hate the news, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starting to hate. No offense, but I'm starting to hate podcasts.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like music. It's just getting oversaturated, and we have cycles of what we like and what we don't like. So maybe it's just right now. I'm tired of a lot of things, bro. I'm even tired of music sometimes. And it's probably because I immerse myself in it a lot, even when I don't want to. Especially, let's say, if I'm doing a video for a song that I'm not necessarily vibing to, I'm still going to make it look dope. So, like, the whole magic of music for me, because I'm just so in it. Some Yeah, but it's not even all mine. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just immersed in a lot of different shit that I'm just like, eh. And then I listen to a lot of podcasts too, and then I'm just like, eh, a lot of them are corny.
It's too much. It's too much going on.
It's too much noise, bro. Like, silence is good sometimes. So I find myself like sitting in silence sometimes. But sometimes I'll be, you know, listening to like a pod or something, or like some old school music. Like, I've been listening to a lot of old school vibes because I'm like, what is it about that, this shit that's so dope, you mm-hmm. know? And I try to immerse myself in that. And then, like, whenever I listen to beats, I listen to that, like, kind of spread out. I probably should listen to beats more, man. But nothing really be speaking to me, you know what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of hip-hop documentaries and series coming out. We got Wu-Tang Legacy, the Tupac. Have you been keeping up with any of these new series?
Nah, man. I feel like motherfuckers always get it wrong, bro. I'm gonna be real. Like, every documentary I've seen, like, it feels like they just made a documentary to make a documentary. Yeah. And I heard, what, the Tupac movie or Tupac documentary?
It's a documentary on Hulu.
Everybody says that's good, but I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I've seen a bunch of shit before that I'm like, eh, I don't know.
Yeah. The Wu-Tang series? Did you watch any episodes?
No, because I heard people talking shit saying that, like, Method Man and, like, different people weren't behind it. So I'm all like, oh, well, then it's cap. And then I don't want to see this shit, you know what I'm saying?
They got some crazy episodes on that one. Creativity, man, like...
Like, I didn't like, No, I probably shouldn't say that. Yeah. Nah, everybody doing their thing, you know? Yeah, man.
Yo, Mark, creativity. How do we keep it? How do we keep that in our lives? Do you think sometimes us artists, we lose it too? Like, I don't want to be creative right now. Fuck this. I'm not creative right now. You think we can lose it too?
Yeah, I think if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, for real, right? If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's why I always feel like you gotta be doing something. But, I mean, I just feel people get older, you know? And I feel like as you get older, you change, or maybe you're more at peace with certain things. So you could look at it as being lazy, or you could look at it as like, this is the way I am now. And it's like, you know, I don't really think you'll ever really fall out of love with music. It may not be the hip-hop that you started liking. It might be some different shit. Or it might even be a different genre. But I feel like you'll never really fall out of love with music as a listener. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from, like, an artist perspective, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you're right. You never really fully fall out of love with music. You may need to take a break from it sometimes, but you end up missing it. When you take a break, you miss it.
I took a break last year because, yeah. Well, like, I was recording out in Koreatown, but my computer crashed. So I had to, like, not be able to record or make beats and all that shit. So it sucked, but what I learned is just to appreciate what you have. Like, just having the ability to create anything that I want that comes to my head. Like, I'm so thankful for, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the setup that I got now, like, anything is possible. And just knowing that anything is possible, like, I'm almost at peace, which I don't know if that's a bad thing. But it's just all, like, I'm just blessed and happy that I have an outlet that, you know, for me is, like, something of passion. Mm. You know what I mean?
Do you love doing shows? Do you prefer being in the studio cooking? Or do you love being out there on the road?
Yeah, man, I'm actually looking forward still to, like, doing, like, something international.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I gotta get these projects lined up. And then when I get everything lined up and I get everything ready, then it's, like, an actual nice little rollout. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I hit it, everything's gonna be nice and planned out. So
nice.
Yeah. But to answer your question, I never did. I like shows, man.
Yeah.
It's just next time that I do a show, I want it to mean something. But I've also been talking to different promoters because I got all this new material. I don't know what's going to hit. So I feel like I kind of even want to just do like a bunch of open mics, just pop up and just see what hits. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. up. I love it.
It's like a, it's like almost like a comedian trying to just test out jokes.
Yup.
You know, because like I don't know what's gonna hit, and I want a set, the next official set that I have, I want all the songs to hit like good BPM, good vibes, slap as far as the mix. And then fucking the performance, you know, the performance is last. I already feel like I have a cool performance. Maybe I just need to get my wind up a little bit more.
No doubt. People would love to see Poor live. I love that song. I'm glad that that's the one that you chose for Barbarian Sessions.
Well, it's like, you know, like every time I do like to end my sets with that. And it's like every time I end my set,
that's just hard.
People listen. And I like the beat personally, just because I made it. Like, I don't know if it's super dope, but I like the vibe of it, you know?
No. Life is crazy.
Yeah, I'm hella blown too.
Man.
Marlon over here sparking up another one. This is probably gonna be a funny listen, huh?
It's been a real one. It's been a real, real convo.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. Fatherhood. How has it changed you in any way? Like,
it's just made me grow the fuck up, bro. Like, you realize what's important. You still yourself, bro. You just realize what's important. You know. So for me, that's really what it is.
How do you view discipline? Is disciplining hard for you?
Discipline is hard, but anybody that say discipline ain't hard is full of shit. Mike Tyson said it best. Discipline is doing something that you hate like you love it. You fucking hate it, but you do it so much and you do it out of discipline, get excited for it, all that shit like you love it. And it's like, no matter what you force yourself to do, you're probably gonna hate it sometimes, but you know, you gotta be appreciative for what you have, man. You got a lot going on.
Yeah. Amen, amen. Do you pray in the morning? Do you pray nighttime? When do you find time to talk to God?
I don't know, man. I'm not religious probably as I should be. But, yeah.
You meditate?
A little bit sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes yeah, man, I don't know. Like, I just meditate sometimes, I guess. I don't know. I just, like I said, quiet time. I don't think people do quiet time enough. Like, you're always, if you're always listening to music or podcasts or having a conversation, like, I think a lot of ideas spark from just having quiet time, letting your mind rest.
Yes, that's definitely morning time for me.
You gotta keep something sacred, man, because that balances you out. It totally balances you out. No influence from nothing. Silent, thinking about shit, but don't over analyze anything. Breathing, you know. I guess when I do that, even though I'm listening to music, is like at the gym. I just focus. I don't have a chance to focus on anything else for that little 2 hours or whatever. I'm strictly focusing on like pumping. You feel me?
Cardio. How often do you do cardio? Like any cardio?
No, I do cardio every day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to. I'll be a fat ass.
I'm pumping that iron. I'm sure, like,
pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, bench, different flies, curls, all that shit.
It keeps your mind sharp too. It keeps you on point.
I guess. I don't know. It just has me where I can only focus on that. It's like a drug almost.
Yeah.
It's like I'm only focusing on that. The only thing that I had in my life where it was like that, actually, there's been a couple things. But for real, the thing that got me the best was like skateboarding. Because you had to focus strictly on your board. Mm. And you didn't realize all those times that you're like doing tricks or trying to do something. You really just had to focus, like, looking down and just everything that you're doing. But, what was I talking about before this? My bad.
Concentration.
Concentration. Like, concentration.
I'm sure working out keeps your mind sharp.
Yeah, it keeps my mind sharp. It keeps my mind focused. like I said, I'm kind of blown right now. But skateboarding, that was something that was great at the time. So is meditation, just clearing your mind, just having that peace. If you're always thinking about something, I feel like it's going to fuck you up.
For sure. You still have a board? You still got a skateboard?
Yeah, I don't ride it as much as I should, to be honest with you. But yeah, I tried to trick off of it not too long ago, but I used to have smaller boards. I used to have like a 7.5. This time, I guess that shit's like hella out, so they have like bigger boards now. That's how motherfuckers is able to do a lot of tricks, because they have big ass boards for their feet. I didn't know this back in the day, but yeah, I know. So I got like a fucking huge ass board, like an 8.5 or something.
Sick.
Yeah, so I tried to do tricks on it. Nah, shit ain't happening, bro. Just didn't have the muscles for it or whatever. I don't know.
Tony Hawk was in the news for something recently. Like, something.
Was he in the news or was he on Fools Gone Wild? I saw him on Fools Gone Wild. He had a collab.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was like I saw something. I didn't.
I don't know what he did, but that's what I seen. Oh shit! Let me see.
As far as podcasts, do you listen to $1 million worth of game?
Yeah.
It's a perfect day in the neighborhood. A sock checks on food. Wow. You look like Tony Hawk, homie. I heard that. That's cool. Sock check. What am I sock checking for today? Oh, shit. He's down. He's down.
Legendary, dude.
But yeah, no. That's the only thing I've seen from him.
Could you ever picture yourself scoring movies someday? Like maybe providing beats for certain movie scenes? Like, I know RZA, Dr. Dre eventually ended up doing some film scoring.
I don't know, man. Anything's possible. I would just have to really feel the vibe of the movie. I would say I see myself more, like, actually shooting the movie.
Yeah.
Just because I can. And I look at people like 50 Cent and be like, man, that would be so dope to branch off, do my own series or make a movie. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Like, all of that shit is definitely on the table as far as shit that I want to do. It's just, like, I guess time when I would do it. You know what I'm saying? For what project I would do it for.
Yeah, man. What you think of Snowfall?
Still haven't watched it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, a lot of these shows that people be telling me about, I haven't watched, man.
Snowfall's a trip. Pretty crazy.
I'm gonna get into it, bro. Like, you're like the eighth person, literally the eighth person that's told me about this shit.
Snowfall.
Yeah, they say it's so sick, but it's on Hulu, huh?
It's on Hulu.
I heard Hulu partner with Disney Plus, right?
No way.
Was it merger? Let me check, cause I saw some shit, some merger or some shit about them, but I don't know if it's actually gonna be with the app.
Wow. I know you could probably do like some screenplay.
I think you probably still need to pay for both of them.
That's
fucked up. Yeah, because like Disney owns ESPN, but I still pay for ESPN Plus, which is some bullshit. I was about to say, if I could get them both, then that's hard. But anyway, my bad.
No, it's all good. Screenplay writing. Would you ever be interested in that if it came down to it to shoot? Like, shooting your own scenes?
That's what I've really been wanting to do, bro. It's actually just executing it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, eventually, man, just got to execute the goal, bro. So, like I said, I'm on album mode, so I'm crazy. I feel like when you're in album mode, you're crazy because you just it's taking a lot of you creatively instead of just living. So, that's why I said I'm just creating a whole bunch of different shit. I don't know what's a vibe, what's going to be like an anthem for, or I could look back on certain songs and be like, oh, that's an anthem for that time. Like, Poor, when I made that was around Christmas time. And literally right before Christmas. It was, I think it was like the 17th or something. I remember the date. And then shortly after that, like the week after, is when I dropped the project.
Yeah.
So I made that project real fast, but that's like a soundtrack for summer 2020, which was dope. It was a dope year.
That was a dope year, huh?
Yeah, because I dropped my first vinyl release, and then I dropped another project, and then I dropped the Christmas project.
What's the reception been like for the vinyl? Like,
been great, bro. Like, people keep hitting me up for new shit. But like I said, I want to... I feel like the underground, maybe the new school underground that we like, it's all going in the same direction. Not necessarily that that's a bad thing, but it all sounds the same to me. And it's like, I remember growing up, like, shit was so mixed. Like, you had Busta doing, like, wild shit, and then you had, like, fucking Mobb Deep, and then you had, you know what I'm saying? You had fucking Puffy doing whatever the fuck he doing, and you had different sounding shit, and then now it's like everything literally sounds like everything just melted together, which is cool, but it's like there's no uniqueness no more. I remember when people would sample, they would sometimes even be creative with their chops. I don't feel like people are creative with their chops no more. Like, a lot of people just do the same shit, myself included, just because it work or whatever. But I feel like creativity got to come back, and maybe that's why I'm taking longer with this project.
No doubt. It's funny, like, I thought that J Dilla documentary too.
I still haven't seen that one. I gotta see that shit.
Kind of went into his, like, work mode process. They said, like, J Dilla hated the spotlight, hated the limelight. If it was up to him, he just wanted to be in the studio all day and not come out.
Hey, man, some people are just in love with music a certain type of way.
Until to his dying day, he had this MPC set up in the hospital table, a hospital bed.
With the Pro Tools.
Yeah, that's really, like, and, you know, it showed the footage of him being rolled down in the wheelchair on stage, and he was ready, frail, still doing it to the very end.
He knew what time it was, bro.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like, how are you going to live your life? You're going to worry about other things. You're going to worry about what's important to you. Be yourself. Music was his self. You know, that's what he found important. Other people would have folded, bro. Other people would have been like, man, fuck music. I'm going to fucking die. You know, that was him. And he left a legacy. And people realize that and they admire that. Not only that, but he was like a pioneer in so many different ways.
And speaking of mortality, some people that was interviewed for that documentary, they were like, we always had a feeling that nothing's gonna make sense to people until J Dilla passes, and that's what happened. Like, he didn't really blow up till after he died, and we had a feeling that it was gonna be that kind of artist. Like, he's a gem that you either discovered or you didn't.
Unfortunately, man, you're nobody until somebody kills you, yeah. Even cancer. Yeah. But some of the dopest people, even that I know today, I feel like people just get slept on, bro.
No doubt.
And I don't know what it is, man. Like, I don't know what it is, because I've seen people come up that you're like, oh, he's dope, but I mean, what about this guy, or what about that guy, or, you know, like, blow the fuck up, and it trips me out. You'll never really know. Like, shit just happens. That's why I'm saying, be the best you for who you are, bro, because if you're not being the best you, then I don't know what the fuck you're doing, because somebody else is being the best them, and they fucking blowing the fuck up.
No doubt. It's so important to find that and staying true to your statement and your staying true to your music and staying true to your message and performing that message and believing in yourself to put it out. You know, it's like, yeah, man, the chips will fall where it will, but you gotta try.
All day.
You know? I know there's some people too that stop because life did get in the way. And end up later regretting it that they stop, you know. And
don't even slow down, man. Figure out a way to do it. Like, Nip had this dope quote. They asked him on the Breakfast Club, like, what do you do for stress or when you get crazy or anything like that? And he says, you know, when it starts feeling like that, he just takes a cold, a slow breath and just looks around. Thanks. And he's all like, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it's supposed to feel. If you're chasing greatness, there should be some resistance. There should be some shit that's uncomfortable. But you gotta just figure out how to do everything with that.
No doubt. Yeah, man, you definitely checked on me. Thank you.
Hey, man, you hit me up, too, like, out of nowhere, so I was dope, man.
Mental health. You think America is finally realizing we need more help in this area in your country?
I think we're the biggest pussies that America's ever seen, bro. And I think that's the reason that there's such a push on it. Because I think, have you heard the saying? Bad times create hard men. Or hard times create great men. Mm. Great men create good times. Mm. Or I should say strong men. So hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Mm. Good times create weak people. I feel like that's what we're in. Or bad times, I should say, bad times. And I feel like that's what we're in, bro. I feel like America's gotten too greedy, too comfy. We have all this streaming bullshit and things that aren't even important. But it's a balance, because I feel like the blinds have been pulled off of the world for like propaganda and shit like that, you know. But then they've been added with new ones, and it's like totally different, because now it's like not the government or these big ass companies, it's influencers, which it's kind of always been. But then it's like, I feel like there's so much bullshit, but there's also so much knowledge
being thrown
that I feel like people are just indecisive, you know. People don't know what they want to do. People don't know what's real, what's fake, and
too many platforms.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I grew up as a Democrat, but the Democrats are I don't know if they're almost worse than the Republicans, nigga, because they're racist and the Democrats too, bro. Oh, yeah. That pass certain things to fuck up communities. It was seen.
For sure.
But not even to put it on that, I'm just saying that's like a byproduct of like laws and all that shit are byproducts of things that is. I feel like the main thing that's fucking up society is having access to everything. Mm. Which is crazy to think. Because it's crazy to think that, because it's great, you know, like GPS, all that shit is great, like technology. But when you had to like work harder and be social, you had to work harder and be social, you know. I think there are less people that were depressed back in hard times, like the 50s and shit. They just dealt with the shit as opposed to now. Because the more you see, the more you do. Like, look at the school shooting. Like, Columbine was like the first major, even though it wasn't. There was like a shooting in Oakland that was really fucked up. Like, some racist guy went up there and shot up a whole bunch of people. But Columbine was really the first big one.
Yeah, that was.
And they propagated it to like the news, and they followed up on it. And it was almost like murder porn, bro. People are just watching this, getting in it, like I can't believe this shit, but getting used to it, getting entertained by it. And then now you have so many different people that are copycats, and you're like, what if, you know, shit could pop off anywhere. Literally could pop off right now, Marlon. It'd be some crazy shit, huh? So I stay with mines.
No doubt. It's been crazy out here, thinking about the kids, every time kids get killed in school shootings.
Yeah. We could switch that up, though, because that's on some morbid shit.
No doubt. So, yo, man. Short-term goals for the rest of 2023.
Drop this project. Drop these videos. Get this work in, keep these contracts that I got with the videos, and really just work on shit, man. Probably get a new crib too. That's the short-term goals. Long-term goals, just to be great, whatever that means.
I'm down.
Man. Yeah.
Peace and blessings, more health to you, and I'm proud of you, man. Thanks for doing the podcast.
Hey, I'm proud of you too, bro.
I really appreciate your time. To all those tuning in, thanks for supporting us. Thanks for supporting Mark. Thanks for supporting Marlon. And we wish everybody good health and good peace, and keep everybody from harm this year, man. One love. Peace, MD Podcast. Word.
Yeah.
Late.